Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And what a show we have in store for you today. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83, however you may be listening. What a weekend of NBA action. You had two game sevens and a couple of game sixes, or one, well, a couple, I think, on Friday, one or two. And just made for some great basketball, great storylines. And we will get into all of that and then some today. So keep it locked right here, as I said, for the next 3 hours. We got Olden Polonese, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, former player himself, joining us at the bottom of the hour. But let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great, man. I am great. And excited about the show, excited about the Final Four in the NBA. As I said, despite not having so many big names, you know, from the past 10, 15 years in these playoffs, you got a new crop of players emerging. You know, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, and still a few old guys in there. Jimmy Butler And it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah. You weren't disappointed by those two games, though, yesterday? Two game seven.
Well,
were
I know I was not. I was not disappointed about Boston because, you know, I got to go on First Things First every morning to defend my pick. So
no,
I was just excited that they won, and it made it a lot easier that they blew them out. You know, I get what you're saying. It wasn't like a nail biter. I didn't want a nail biter. I just wanted them to win.
I just wanted Milwaukee to make a couple of threes. Three for 30,
They
Chris?
Made a couple almost. Yeah, four for 33 is what they
is
were.
Is that what it finished? Four for 30.
Rob, they got outscored by 54 points. You can't win in today's NBA being outscored 54 points at the three-point line.
It was just shocking to me. It reminded me of when the Rockets missed those 27 threes in a row, Chris.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't going Rockets, you know, where they were just like, all we're going to shoot is the three. But they did go cold, Rob. And then they didn't stop it. They had the old school defense, right? You know, when we covered the league, the defense was, hey, protect the rim and the paint and give up the three. Force them to shoot the three and we'll live with it. Well, they lived with it and they died with it last night because – Rob, Grant Williams, forget that he made seven. I mean, that's enough. He took 18, Rob. One player took 18 threes, and they were practice shots. And that's not even to mention Derek White. He was getting wide open looks, too. That's why they lost. That's why they're home watching. And we're going to get into all of that. And then some. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and then get this party started.
We should say this, Chris, before we do. Rob G and his family, we're sending our love and prayers to Rob
Absolutely.
G, who Chris and I both care about. And he had a passing of his father in the family, and he's not going to be with us for a few days. And, you know, it's always tough to lose, you know, a loved one. I've lost both of my parents, Chris. It's tough. Our love and prayers, right, go out to Rob G
Absolutely.
In these tough times. No doubt.
Absolutely. We ask the same of all you. Keep him in your prayers.
Please.
Him and his family. All right. We got the heavy Don Brown. Bad Donnie Brown in for DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and twos. We got Brandon in as the super producer for Rob G. And on the updates, I didn't hear it earlier. I hopped right on.
Was it Steve DeSager?
Yes, Steve DeSager. With the updates. All right, Rob, let's get to it. The Phoenix Suns, Rob. All right, I'm going to say quickly because I know you want to pounce. You want to unleash. Once again, Rob, they drop a 2-0 lead. Last year in the finals, they led Milwaukee 2-0. And an individually great player, Giannis Antetokounmpo, was too much for him. And then to this year, in the second round, after running to the best record in the league, they lead 2-0 and then lose four of the next five. Another individually great player takes them out, Luka Doncic. And Rob, I don't know if you're aware of this. Chris Paul is the only player in NBA history to lose five series in the playoffs where he led 2-0. We talk about Doc Rivers blowing the 3-1 leads. No other player, Rob, even has four. And CP3 now has five.
Shocking. It really is. But, Chris, I told you so. I've been telling you for a year and a half now. The Phoenix Suns are fugazi, fraudulent. Yes, we've seen it now over and over. Their run to the finals last year, which I didn't even validate or think was legit, because they rolled over every team they faced, had a major star missing. Anthony Davis from the Lakers, that turned the series around in their favor. Jamal Murray from the Nuggets, he was gone. And then the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard. I mean, and now this year, here you go, Chris. They can't get it done. They were up 2-0 in the finals last year and lost the next four games. This year, again, first round, star hurt. What happened? They win. Right? We're talking about Zion, correct? This year,
Zion was out the whole year. I mean, come on, we can't.
No, but I'm saying, but they're star
players. We're really playing fast and loose.
Yes, I am.
With the big names,
their record now is 4-0 when major stars are out in the last two postseasons, and 0-2 when they face healthy teams with their stars. And you saw it with Luka. All I'm saying, Chris, is you could sit here and make all the excuses you want in the world. They were up 2-0 in this series. They were the best team all year. You thought they were the best team all year, correct? I'm just asking you for validation, okay?
They were.
They won games like crazy. Everybody was like, hey. And then they had the nerve. Was it Devin Booker? They're on a revenge tour is what he said it was. A revenge tour? Revenge for what? They had their way with everybody a year ago.
They won in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. If you get to Milwaukee and say it's a revenge in the finals, I'll buy that. But they're just where I thought they would be, Chris. I never bought into them. Chris Paul, his record speaks for itself. You just said it. Him and Devin Booker, 0-for-11 in the first half in their own crib. They choked so bad that Dr. Heimlich wouldn't even want to waste a maneuver on them, Chris. That's how bad it was. They were so piss poor that the Washington Generals wanted to throw confetti on them during the game. That's bad. And worst of all...
Don't say that on June 9th, please.
Not at the Comedy Club? No, that won't work.
Don't use that one.
Of all, though, Chris... They were supposed to be, as Mike Breen, as I think you said, a couple people, Reggie Miller, maybe it was Reggie Miller, I can't remember.
I know I came.
You know what I was going to say.
Like San Antonio?
Yes, that they were going to come back.
Reggie
after they
stole
lost.
That take from me.
Who was that? Who stole it?
Reggie Miller.
Yeah, Reggie Miller. I heard that on Dan Patrick.
He heard it from me first.
Okay, I know you too. All right, now don't be so quick to claim
it. I said it first. No.
But my point is, and you remember when I had the pushback on that, is that the Spurs had won a championship
right
prior to that, and I said that's why it wasn't the same. But anyway, here we are. You smell that? That's the Phoenix Suns, and the happiest man in Phoenix is Kyler Murray, because nobody will remember that stinking playoff game he had, Chris, you remember? Which was god-awful against the Rams. And now to lose in that fashion at home in front of your home crowd in a Game 7 was embarrassing.
It was an embarrassment. There's no doubt about it. And look, since you tried to put it on me.
I'm just telling you facts.
I told you so. No, here's what you told me, Rob Parker. Memphis was winning the West.
No, we're not talking
That's
about Memphis right
me.
Now. We're talking about
and
the
And Milwaukee
Suns.
Is winning the East. That's what you told me. So I'm just saying, I don't know about all this I told you. Because here's the deal. You're right. They beat a bunch of injured teams last year. But guess what? They were injured too. And I don't even want to defend. They don't deserve defending. I'm defending myself. Because last year, Chris Paul was out in that Lakers City series. He played, but four of the games, he didn't even play 30 minutes because he had a shoulder injury. He missed the first two games of the Clippers series. Milwaukee also played a bunch of fugazi teams on there. They played freaking Atlanta. Atlanta is a mediocre squad at best. And that's who they played in Eastern Conference Finals. So last year was a strange year because of injuries, and there's a bunch of injuries this year. You know, Boston, I got the utmost respect for Boston, but Milwaukee was without his second best player, Chris Middleton. You know, injuries are a part of the game. I'm not going to dump on the Suns for taking advantage of it, but what I will say is what they did this year was an embarrassment. An absolute embarrassment, Rob. And Chris Paul, there's a lot of blame to go around. Whenever you get beat by 33. You trail by, I think, 42 in a game seven at home. Whenever one player equals, right? Luke, it was Luka 27, Suns 27 at halftime. That is incredible. And whenever that happens on your home floor, there's a lot of blame to go around. But I put the lion's share of it on Chris Paul, Rob. Because here's the deal. If Chris Paul, his last five games were poor, if he just has one of those games is a good game, not even a great game by him, if one of those games is a good game, Rob, they probably don't even have a game seven. And then yesterday, CP3, Rob, I thought he didn't have energy. I thought he was lifeless. I thought his spirit was broken from Luka. And maybe it was more just physical, but whatever. It looked physical and emotional. But he was worn out. And when your players see their leader, their future Hall of Famer, the guy that turned their franchise around, is lifeless, his spirit is gone, they all fed off that. You can say, hey, they got to pick it up. The role players tried. They're not good enough. But Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, he had issues with Monty Williams. That team fractured because their leader wasn't there. And now, Rob, they're going home. And Rob, as far as winning a championship, at least in the next couple years, I think they'll be a playoff team next year. I don't think they'll be in the championship mix. Because we don't even know if DeAndre Ayton's going to be there. But
yeah, they didn't. Chris Paul. They didn't sign him when he had a chance.
Right, right.
So they already had question marks about him.
Free agent, I believe. So they got to just be at a match. But Rob, Chris Paul, it looked like Father Time was sitting in his locker waiting until he turned 37.
And he looks all of 37, doubt about it.
Yep. So, all right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob Parker says the Suns are fugazi. Hard to deny with what happened yesterday. But your thoughts on the Suns? And do you put this on the point god, as some people call him, Chris Paul? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Mic check. If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. How badly were the Suns exposed? Are they fugazi? And Chris Paul, wow. What are your thoughts on him, and do you put most of the blame on him?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Alex in Phoenix, a good place to start. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Alex?
Oh, boys, I'm just trying to keep my head down, and, you know, I couldn't get myself not to listen to you guys, and so here I am calling for the first time, long-time listener.
Wow.
Well, thanks for calling,
man.
This is
the day you want to call in, my man. Please. You got some splaining to do, Lucy.
I didn't see that coming, I'll say that. I mean, we could tell there was something wrong with Chris Paul because of the injury. You know, the way he fell off so hard after going 14 for 14, and then the next three games, just completely nothing. And so I don't know if you can blame it all on Chris Paul. I mean, but what you can blame on Chris Paul is the fact he never wants to take any breaks during the regular season. He doesn't want to, you know, which is admirable in this NBA, right? Because everybody wants to see the stars, but man, you're 37. You need to take a break here and there, especially after so many years of the same thing over and over. You get so close, and then these injuries just kill it. And so
I don't blame it all on Chris Paul. I just think when you're handing out blame pie, he gets the biggest slice. I mean, Devin Booker had 11 points, 3 for 14. And Devin was the Suns faithful, and I think even Devin himself were complaining about not being in the MVP conversation. Well, you talked a lot of trash to Luka, and you didn't show up for game seven on your home court. So you're right. There's a lot of blame. DeAndre Ayton didn't do much, only played 17 minutes, got into it with Coach Monty Williams. lot of blame to go around, no doubt.
No doubt. What about Mark in Sacramento? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Mark, I think you were a Suns guy as well, no?
I was, actually, yes.
Yeah, I thought
I was.
So what do you? I'm not Mark, ripping you. I'm just trying to. I know and Chris like them. You know.
No. Heck yeah. Hey, Rob. You know me. I owned up to my picks, and yes, I was. I thought that they were the most focused team all year. I thought they were looking forward to getting back and trying to, get that nasty taste out of their mouth from losing. But man, that was just a no-show. They had no emotion. They got punched in the mouth. Never got up off the canvas.
They looked psyched out. They almost looked psyched out. And that's what I put. I mean, I put Chris's play on him just the last five games. But I thought at the beginning of the game, when he missed his first jumper, it was an open mid-range jump shot. He had made a fake to get an open shot, and he missed it. And that's a shot he's made his entire career. I know it was only one shot. But I looked at it, and I was like, uh-oh. He should hit that, and when he missed it, it just looked. Yeah,
really?
It did.
Wow.
I was like, man, because you know how it is, right? If you're just if you're tight, if you're not confident, whatever, that's all it takes to be off on a shot you usually make, and that's what I was feeling. I didn't know for sure at that point, but obviously it ended up playing out.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Swade in Memphis, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, guys? I got a couple of things to say, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet.
Yes.
Rob, you're my guy. You always be my guy. I love Shuckle City. You're a G. Chris, I must give you your credit, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But, yeah, it was the whole Phoenix team. They lack maturity, man. You know, you got to stay locked in until the job is done, man. You got to stay locked in for the entire time. So I blame the whole Phoenix team, organization, all that crap. But, Chris, let me give you your props. I listen to you every morning, right, as I go to work. You stuck with Boston, bro. Like, even when everybody was picking them to win, you kept saying
to
Celtics
lose,
and seven.
Once
Celtics
they had lost game
Celtics
five.
And
yep.
seven. So, I give
they
you a
look
prop,
like,
man.
Thank you, man. They look like the better team. They kind of won, I mean, not officially, but they could have won five of those seven games. They gave away game five.
Well, they choked that one game. That was the one
they had that game.
Them.
So they without Chris Middleton, with him, it's a different story.
Yeah.
Without him, they were the better team, clearly.
Yeah. Let's squeeze one more in, Chris, before we go to DeSager. Steve in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steve? Did Steve drop? Yeah,
Sam.
Steve dropped.
Sam
in Indiana. Oh. I'm sorry, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how you guys going? I'm doing
good,
Rob.
Good. How
good,
are you,
man?
Sam?
How are you?
Doing well. You got to put the whole blame on the team, and you shoot that poorly, and then you got Dallas shooting almost 50% from the 3-point line, and then shooting over 55% from all of the floor.
Overall.
It's just a bad game, a lot of it. But then the other thing, and teams are going to get blown out like that. And then the other thing, you know, they're left in the playoffs, and I think this is what Phoenix is lacking. They need another dog on that squad. Like, Miami has Tucker and Butler. You know, you got Draymond up in Golden State, and then there's players that have already won. And it's a learning experience, and they're going to have to go through some tough times to be able to get through it.
Well, you know what else? And I mean, I had thoughts about this, Rob and Sam, throughout the playoffs. Because obviously they struggled a bit with New Orleans. So let's just keep it real, right? And I was looking at them. I was like, they really, Rob, the Suns really only have one bona fide score, like big time score. And that's Devin Booker. Because Chris Paul's he's always been a reluctant scorer. He doesn't – their games, he only averages 11 shots a game. which is great. He's a pure point guard. But Chris is not going to go out there and give you 25 every night, even if he can. It's just not his what he wants to do. And then Ayton is a big who, you know, is pretty good. Obviously, gives you 17. But the only guy you can definitely count on, typically, obviously not even yesterday, is Devin Booker. And so that, I always was thinking about that. Man, they got really one big-time 20-point score. Boston's got two. When they're healthy, Bucks have two. And you could go on and on. Obviously, Golden State has, I say, three now. But down the line.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
It's the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a Fox Sports NBA analyst, longtime NBA veteran, Olden Polynice. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We are great. We are great. Let's get right into a lot of great playoff action. Let's start in Phoenix. Luka Doncic. Olden, I have said, really, since he pretty much been in the league, that to me, he's a new age version of Larry Bird. You played against Bird, obviously. Am I off my rocker, or do you see that? And I mean, the games might be different, but just the way he, you know, not that athletic by what we call athletic, and yet able to get his shot whenever he wants it. Great passer, great court vision, good shooter, not as shoot as good as Bird, but you know what I mean? Like, this dude is awesome.
Well, you're not far off, but I think you got to also add in another player in there with a different component, and that's the, you know, the other half of that tandem. You know, when you say Bird, you got to say Magic. And I believe he has a lot of Magic Johnson qualities as well, you know, with the size and the ball handling. You know, he's able to post up.
Right.
So, and then you throw in the shooting a la Bird, but he also has to step back. So there's so many different components to his game. And I don't know if you guys know this. I wrote about this years ago before his draft, and my exact quote was, if any of these GMs had enough gumption, but I didn't quite use that word, they had enough basketballs,
right,
they would pick him number one.
So had you seen him overseas?
I saw him play overseas, and my brother was the one that turned me on to him. And we started watching games of his, and we're like, oh, my God, this dude is something else, man. Because it's like you're looking at like a 16, 17-year-old just doing work on people, on grown men. And so he came to the league. But you got to remember also, and this is what I'll say about a lot of us when we play basketball. You know, everybody's calling him names. I saw Little Wayne posting, you know, Luka's, you know, a Garden Tool and all that stuff. And I'm saying to myself, okay, you're not going to get under a guy's skin. Or in his country, they got to dodge bullets and missiles and everything else. You're not going to do it. It's a waste of time. It's the same with Jokic. You're not going to do it. You need to just respect what these guys are doing and just work a little harder.
How about defensively? I know people are always enamored with scoring. I'm not saying he's going to be a defensive stopper, but even Jason Kidd came out and said he has to put some effort in when they attacked him. Chris, I can't remember what game that
is. After game two, and I thought he did. From that point on, he was much better.
But they attacked him and scored 34 points on him in the second half. Does that have to improve as well, Olden, as moving forward?
Well, that's if we want to, like, nitpick. I mean, the guy we mentioned earlier, Larry Bird, Magic, those guys were not great defenders.
Right.
You know, Boston used to know how to hide people. They used to hide the weaknesses. And it's the same thing. You can hide Luka's weaknesses, you know, on defense. Yeah, you know, defense is about effort. Yeah, can he be a better defender? Of course he can. Right. Everybody can. It's whether guys are choosing to play defense or not. We used to say that about Kevin Durant. You know, he was not a defender. All of a sudden, he's with the Warriors. Oh, my God, Kevin Durant's one of the best defenders. I'm like, okay, so how did that just happen all of a sudden?
So what do you see in this next series then with Golden State? I mean, how do you see that playing out?
I'm telling you right now, the Golden State Warriors are not weak-minded like the Phoenix Suns at all. So it's going to be a battle, and I do believe – I already talked to you guys. I picked the Warriors to get to the finals, so I'm still sticking with that. So it's going to be a fun series, you know, a lot of high-powered offense, you know. So, but, you know, everybody's saying, well, who's going to guard Luka? But I'm like – and somebody mentioned it. It's like, okay, well, Luka's going to have to chase some people around pick
right.
two now.
Right.
You know,
they so shoot they the three, whereas Phoenix is mid-range, yeah.
Yeah, they tried to hide Luka against, like, Draymond. Draymond's going to go right by him. So it's like, it's going to be a very interesting matchup, and I'm looking forward to it.
Chris just mentioned shooting the three, and the Bucks couldn't hit a three to save their lives. 4 for 33. When you see a performance like that, what does that say? I mean, obviously, it's the new age. It's the way they play the game now. We saw the Rockets miss 27 threes in a row in a playoff game. Do coaches need to reevaluate that, or no, that's just it? If you have a bad night, you're going to lose.
Of course they got to reevaluate, and you're supposed to reevaluate during the game. You have to make in-game adjustments. There's no way Budenholzer should have allowed that to happen as a coach. You know, players, yeah, you know, we know basketball, but at the same time, there's a reason why that guy has head coach, you know, behind his name or in front of his name. It's like, dude, you got to make the adjustments that we can't see because we're in the moment. I'm not leaving Grant Williams out there. I don't right. give a damn if he missed five straight. The 6-1 will go in. So to me, yep. that was bad coaching. You know, these guys are NBA players. They work on making those shots. He had 17 standstill shots. I'm running him off that line. I'm going to make him a creator.
They said the average distance of the nearest defender to him on those 17 shots you mentioned was 9 feet. Think wow. about that. And you, we, Rob and I have been at practices. You obviously have, Olden, where you see guys shooting threes, you know, practicing, and they are making them like guys that aren't even great 3-point shooters in the game, right? Are hey, sinking listen. Threes when they're open.
Listen, I'm 58. I never was a 3-point shooter, okay? I can make those shots. You give me 9 feet of space, trust me, I will gauge my distance, I will get my legs under me, and I will make some.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, with Giannis, I mean, what'd you – look, I thought he was great. Obviously, he wasn't perfect. He did – you know, he made some mistakes. But do you put any blame on him, or he was just – he didn't get enough help?
No, I'm not putting blame on Giannis. The only blame, if I do put any kind of blame, is that I thought that he settled on a lot of those layups that he normally just dunks on people.
He missed them, right.
And so, to me, that was it. But I think that was due to just mental fatigue. It wasn't so much physical. It's mental fatigue.
Let me ask you this, too. I noticed, and I didn't – some of his misses were really hard off the backboard. What is that?
Mental fatigue. Because
do you,
almost
do you
like,
know what I'm saying?
I know like, I'm tired. I
like
know
there's
I'm
no
tired.
Touch. Yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm tired, so I'm just going to, like, go through the motions. I normally make these, but he doesn't realize, oh, I got to concentrate. You know, it's like, okay, perfect example is Steph Curry with the free throws. I'm so good at shooting that I miss because I'm going through the motions as opposed to, like, locking in and saying, I still got to go through my routine and lock in and shoot my normal free throws.
All right, that's our man, Olden Polynes, 15-year NBA veteran. Thank you, brother. We appreciate
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, guys.
Yep. Shekel City is next. And is there a new super duper star in the NBA? We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure. This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Or to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. And you know, we're brought to you by Discover Card. And with prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Here's how it works. You can use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. Now through June, and that's up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. So go ahead and do so now. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City. Soon to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, no matter what Chris says. All right, Chris, we are no basketball tonight, all baseball. So let's do some. You know, I like to do the run totals over and under. So my best bet, Yankees are at the Orioles. Run total, Chris, is over 8. We're going to take that. The 8 is the number. We'll take the over. Astros at the Red Sox. The run total is over 9, so we're going to take over on 9. They're playing at Fenwick
Fenway. The Astros are swinging hot bats. Red Sox are scuffling, but a small ballpark. And then the Pirates and the Cubs are in Chicago at Wrigley. The run total is 8.5. I'm going to take the under on that. So we got the Yankees, Orioles, over 8 runs. Astros, Red Sox, over 9 runs. And Pirates at Cubs, under 8.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you go. How'd you do Friday?
Friday, remember? Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think I was 2-1 Friday.
Sure,
yeah, 2-1. Not bad.
I'm just playing with you. All right, Rob, we got to give Luka love. The dude is and was fantastic in this series. 27 points of his 35 in the first half. May have been able to go for 50 had he needed to play the fourth quarter. Giannis, Rob, became the first player ever to score 200 points, grab 100 rebounds, and give out 50 assists in a playoff series. I mean, that is incredible. And people were raving about Jokic, right, with the 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, I think 500 assists or whatever. Yeah, I think that's what it was for a season, first player to do that. But Giannis does it in a playoff series, different numbers, of course, but great achievement. But there's another guy out there, Rob, and I admit I don't think he is quite as good as those two. And I would say he's definitely not. But this dude is the truth. And I'm talking about Jason Williams, Rob. I mean, Jason Tatum. And Rob, we think of him, he's been in the league 5 years. And because he's 24. 24 years old. And because he's been in the playoffs so much, we seem to think of him as older. This is his fifth season. And it's his fifth time, I believe, in the playoffs. Fifth time in the playoffs as well. And he's been to the conference finals. This will be his third trip to the conference finals in 5 years. So I think that's why we think of him as older. But, Rob, what he did in game 6 against Milwaukee with the 46 points, matching Giannis bucket for bucket in the fourth quarter, 16 points, hitting clutch threes with their backs against the wall. And then, look, I know Grant Williams was a star of game 7, but Jason Tatum, 23 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, and it just seemed to hit a big timely bucket whenever they needed it. I'm just so impressed because I think he's got it at every level. He defends, so he plays both ends of the court. He can score at the rim, off the bounce. He can score in the mid-range. He can hit the three. His handle is superb for a 6'8 player on the wing, so he can get to wherever he wants to get and create space. You might say, okay, should he add a post game? Okay, yeah. I mean, not many people have post games. It's in this today's NBA, but yeah, okay, add that so when they take that away. But Rob, he outplayed Kevin Durant without question. He didn't outplay Giannis, but he played, you know, he went head to head with Giannis. Giannis outplayed him, but Giannis is the best player in the league. He went head to head with him, though, and didn't flinch. I just think this dude, Rob, is headed. He's a superstar, I think. And I think he's really coming into his own.
I think people haven't gotten there because they haven't made that next step. And right. They've faltered, you know, in those first two trips. So I think once they push through, Chris, if they can get to the finals, then people will look at him a little different. But I'm with you. I mean, you can't keep getting there and not being recognized. But eventually people do want you to push through. He's a young guy. He's got a long way to go. But he's had more disappointment once you get to that top conference finals game. And I think that's why people haven't dubbed him or crowned him yet, which is understandable.
Right. That's fair. No doubt about it. But we're watching something special. And I think, do you feel like, I mean, obviously you still got Golden State in the mix. Giannis isn't old himself. What is Giannis, about 20, 7, something like that. So he's going to be around. But do you feel like we're starting to kind of see that next generation? I mean, you've talked about all the players that are injured, and that's legit. But, you know, Ja Morant, who himself got injured, but Ja, Luka, Jason Tatum, I mean, Jokic, they're out. But, you know, you're starting to see this next wave, these next guys that'll be the face of the league, Rob, and it's exciting. All right, 2 hours left. iCouple, lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.